Hi, this is Laura, Maria's daughter and curator of this Remembrance podcast. In this funny story recorded September 10th, 2016, among friends in our San Francisco home, Maria's friend Azra Simonetti tells how Maria gently encouraged her to try online dating.
After I left my husband, it was about maybe a year later, and Maria decided that I had to go on Match.com.
Oh my.
And I said, Maria, that's not for me. I said, and besides, I'm not ready. She said, if you wait until you're ready, you'll never be ready. So then she calls me up, and she said, I signed you up for Match.com. I said, what? I said, you don't have a picture of me. She said, oh, yes, I do.
Oh.
Christmas party. She pulled, you know, after one of the group pictures, she pulled my picture off, put it up on Match.com, wrote my profile, and said to me, you have a date tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
At this cafe in Santa Cruz. This man is perfect for you. She said, he lives in Santa Cruz. He's a musician. He likes theater. He sounds perfect, and he's really cute. So she said, here's the codes, go in, look at him, but tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the coffee shop in downtown SoCal, you're going to go meet him. And I said, I can't believe you did this. And I'm like, you know, I'm a wreck. I'm totally a wreck. And I said, okay, you have to promise me you'll go. All right, I'll go. So I go. God, this is a disaster. So I have this meeting with this man. I was so terrified. You know, I was married for 20 years, so this is like, this is like very strange to be going out on a so-called date. So, and I meet this man, and he's sitting in the cafe when I get there, and we talk, and he's more depressed than I am. And he talks the whole time about either his ex-wife or his illnesses. And I'm like, God, and I keep kind of not making myself look for the door, and not, you know, and I'm thinking of my girlfriends who have done this, and how my one girlfriend just says, well, I don't think this is going to work out. Nice meeting you. Good luck with everything. And she gets up and walks away. I can't do this, but this is running through my mind. Can I do this? Can I just, like, walk out the door anyway? So I sit, because, you know, I'm from New England, and we have manners, and you don't do that to people. I'm programmed. So I sit and I listen, and then he says to me, so I'm trying to change the subject and think, Azra, you know, be open, you know, don't be judgmental. And so I say to him, do you have any hobbies? And he said, oh, yes, I'm really into vaqueros. And I, you know, and so the look on my face must have said, what the hell is vaqueros? And he said, Mexican cowboys.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Mexican cowboys, 20 minutes of Mexican cowboys. He's telling me all about Mexican cowboys and how he's written papers and he's written stories. And I'm like, oh, and anyway. And so then he says, I'm going to get something to eat. And do you want something? I said, no. So he walks up to the counter and he has tight jeans on and he has the most bowl legs I have ever seen on a human being. I mean, they are just, and I thought, must have been born in a horse, right? He looks like he's been riding horses. So when he sits down, I say to him, so are you an equestrian? He said, no, I've never been on a horse in my life. And I thought, where did he get those legs? The only thing I could think of is in a past life, he was a vaquero, and he brought them with him because he liked his legs. So, and I'm thinking, anyway, so I finally finish it. He gives me a CD of his music. And I take the CD and I say goodbye. So nice meeting you. Let me know. Email me about how you like the CD. So I go home and I listen to the CD. So then I get a call like an hour later from me. So how did it go? Was he wonderful? Is he the man of your dreams? And I'm like, Maria, he's more depressed than I was. I tell her what happened. And I said, and he gave me his CD. She said, oh, what's the music like? I said, well, I've listened to this CD. It is the saddest bunch of songs I have ever heard. There's even a song about a woman who hung herself. It's like, hello. And she said, oh, well. She really, she so wanted me to find somebody and meet somebody. Well, that was the first and last date that I went on to Match.com. And she would have me so on. She said, so have you been on Match.com? So I would have to say, no, Maria.
Well,
it really worked for her. I really can't. I know. She would say to me,
I met Michael.
And I said, well, it works for you. But I said, I have looked, and I just don't. You know, I just don't see anybody or read their profiles. It just doesn't hit me. I'm just, you know, I'm a wreck. And so, anyway, but that was like, I told people that story, and they were like, you can't believe, you, no, she didn't. I said, yes, she really loves me, and she wants me to be in a relationship so bad. It's like, so we can go, she would say, I mean, we can go double dating. Okay, but that's not our story.